I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Numbers 6, 24 to 26, Aaron and his sons were given a prayer that they were to use to bless the sons of Israel. It is sometimes used as a benediction and is included in some songs. The Lord bless you and keep you. We say those words, sometimes a bit flippantly. Yet if we understand what it means, and we mean it when we say it, what an impact it can have on someone's life. To ask that the Lord bless you is to ask for something wonderful, something of great benefit. It is to ask for abundance and fruitfulness. It is to ask for God's goodness to flow into and onto that person. When we add, and keep you, we go even further. We are asking that God would guard and keep charge of them, to watch over them and maybe even restrain them from sin. It is asking the Lord to keep a hedge around them, to protect them. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. This also has more meaning than what is on the surface. When we are talking about the face of God, we are talking about his presence, his attention, drawn to what is in front of him, you. We are asking that his face would shine on you. It would be light, illuminating the darkness. We are asking that the Lord would be gracious, to show favor or pity, to stoop down in kindness and bestow his grace upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you. Here we are again asking for the Lord's presence, that he would make himself known, that he is present right where you are, and give you peace. This peace we are asking for goes beyond what we think of. It is more than the absence of troubles or worries. It is shalom, meaning completeness, soundness, safety, and health. Friendship with God that brings quietness to the soul, contentment, and tranquility. It is the peace that leads to rest. The Lord tells them to invoke my name on the people, and I then will bless them. How often do we want to pray for others, our loved ones, our church families, or our neighbors? And we resort to words like, Lord be with so-and-so. We are learning more about praying scripture and that it is so much more effective. This prayer from Numbers is one to add to your arsenal, your spiritual weapons that you can take up to fight against those powers and forces of darkness. Father in heaven, help us to pray those effective and righteous prayers that accomplish much. For we live in a world that needs your light, your grace, your peace, your holy presence. Increase our faith and our faithfulness. Lord, and bless your people so that we might speak your name over others, that you may bless them too. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.